episode of Monday Motivations here at Nerd Herder. I am your herd leader, John Wayne. I'm hoping that you're having a great Monday. Since I'm recording this a bit later than I normally do, half of Monday's already gone, so hopefully the first half has been great. If not, maybe this will be the turning point. Nonetheless, I hope that however, whenever this episode reaches your ears, that it reaches you well, that you're doing well. That's something we care a lot about here at Nerd Herder, making sure that everybody in the herd is doing well and is having a good time. This is the last recording prior to Christmas. Next week, Christmas is upon us, and it doesn't seem quite like it should be, but it is. I think that I've kind of inadvertently been waiting for it to feel like Christmas, because I don't have a Star Wars movie to look forward to, and so usually that's what kicks it in gear for me. That's when I realize, okay, the year's ending, Christmas is around the corner, I'm going to see some family soon. But without that reminder of a Star Wars film in theaters, it's just kind of snuck up on me. I'm sure I'm not the only one. This year has both seemed to drag as well as to speed through. One minute we're enjoying summer, the next minute it's winter and on to the new year. And it can be good, you know, closing the chapter on 2018, opening the next on 2019 for some. Many are looking forward to it. Many are excited to close this year, to say goodbye to it. And some don't want to say goodbye to it. Some don't want to say hello to something new and something different. But hopefully, no matter how you find it, you enjoy the season of Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate. Hopefully, it involves getting together with family and friends, at least for a little bit. Some get to enjoy long, extensive vacations. Some don't. But just any time that you're able to spend with family, I encourage you to do so. It's rejuvenating. And if not family by blood, then family by kinship, by choice, family who aren't related, you know. Yeah, it does. I understand that going home for some folks and seeing relatives for some isn't as enjoyable as we would widely believe. But hopefully, you know, you have the power of choice of who you give your time to, who you spend your time with. So hopefully you have the ability to choose to be around family that does encourage you and lift you up and make this season special, no matter what you're celebrating or not celebrating. At the end of the day, I think the most important thing is that we enjoy company as we say goodbye to 1 year and hello to another. Recently, on social media, there's been a lot of celebration and remembrance because, as I mentioned, usually this time of year we have a Star Wars movie to look forward to. And 3 years ago, that was The Force Awakens. 2 years ago, that was Rogue One. And last year, it was The Last Jedi. It's hard to believe that it's already been a year since that film came out. And it was such a... it was powerful. You know, it certainly couldn't be predicted how powerful and in which way, but definitely powerful. It left a mark on the fandom, and I think it made a lot of us look at things a little bit differently, and some chose to look at it one way and go down a certain path, and others the opposite. Nonetheless, though, The Last Jedi is one of my favorite films. I don't think we've been shy of sharing that, both me and Herd Mom Megan. We both love The Last Jedi for several reasons, but we were talking about it recently, and obviously with rewatching it for its anniversary, it got me thinking about a particular part of the film that I wanted to talk about today and kind of use as our jumping off point to motivating and encouraging us on this Monday, but also for the week ahead and the time ahead, or you know, whenever you find yourself listening to it. It's towards the end, well, it is the end of the film, pretty much, save for a slightly pre-credit scene, but, you know, it's when Rey and Leia and all of the remaining resistance, what little there is, you know, they're on the Falcon escaping Crait, and it's kind of bittersweet because, you know, Leia and Rey know something that no one else knows yet. You know, Luke Skywalker is gone. You know, the entirety of The Force Awakens and up to this point, it's all a bit been about retrieving Luke Skywalker, bringing him back into the fight. We can't do this without Luke Skywalker. And even the bad guys are saying we have to stop Luke Skywalker. If Luke Skywalker gets out there, then they'll stop us. They'll have the power and strength and hope that can stop us. And so everybody's been so focused in on Luke Skywalker's part to play in this conflict. And even here, you know, Rey and Leia, they feel that he's gone. It happened with peace and purpose, and yet it happened. Luke Skywalker is gone. He is one with the Force. And of course we know he's coming back from beyond the grave in episode 9, looking forward to that. But nonetheless, that, you know, he shows up out of nowhere and reignites this fire of light, and it can almost seem like it was meaningless because now he's gone, and without him that light is going to fade, you know. And Rey holding the broken lightsaber, which I love the symbolism of Rey and broken things. You know, recently in a Star Wars Adventures comic, Unkar Plot says, you know, she's good at finding broken things, and whether it be junk from Jakku, a lightsaber, or whether it be Ben Solo, Rey is good at finding and caring about broken things, but that's for another episode. So she's holding the broken lightsaber, and, you know, how can we rebuild? How can we go on with just this? You know, almost it seems like she's referring to the lightsaber, but it also just with what's left of the Resistance. She's looking at it all as, how can we fight back with this? How can we win with this, you know? And Leia says something that can almost just kind of be almost forgotten about, but she says, you know, we have all that we need. And it's that line and that sentiment, as well as what Luke was doing on Crait, that really made me think about how I think about myself and my situations in life. Because, you know, again, everybody was looking toward Luke Skywalker to come to save the day. Said, if we're going to win, it's got to be Luke Skywalker. And so it's kind of, it's always outward rather than inward. And Luke's act on Crait was less about reaching Ben. It was less about destroying the First Order. It was more about giving hope to what was left of the Resistance, reminding them that something internal is what they needed, not external. They don't need Luke Skywalker. They need hope. Hope can take the manifestation of a person and some, you know, immaculate hero outside of ourselves, but nonetheless, hope is something internal first before it's external. And, you know, they thought all of their hope was external. They thought it was all Luke Skywalker. And even the bad guys had been focusing on all of their hope is in Luke Skywalker, so we have to find him and we have to destroy him. What they should have been afraid of is the people, the Resistance, finding hope within themselves, which is what I believe Luke did for them on Crait. And so when Leia says we have all that we need, you know, she's referring to, you know, we can't keep hoping in someone else. We can do this. We can, and we will rise up. We have hope, and that makes us invincible, as long as we remember that we have hope. You know, we create chinks and holes in our armor when we start to doubt, and when we start to second guess and question. But when we have hope, nothing can really take us down, other than ourselves. You know, only we can take ourselves down at that point. You know, when Anakin Skywalker is Darth Vader, you know, Luke is reaching out to him saying, I know there's still good in you, he says that, you know, it's too late for me. The only reason there was no hope is because he believed there was no hope. But there was, and it was external. He needed to have it internal before it could be true. And ultimately that happened. And so whatever you find yourself going through in life, whatever you find yourself facing difficulties with, I encourage you, you know, heroes can come externally. You know, and sometimes that's what we need. We need someone outside of ourselves to help us. We need someone outside of ourselves to inspire us, to change us, to push us forward. But sometimes we need to be our own hope. Sometimes we need to remember that it's in our hands whether or not we succeed, whether or not we move forward, whether or not we take the next step, whether or not we turn ourselves around and make a change. Sometimes, if not most of the time, it's something in our hands, not someone else's. And we constantly want someone else to do it for us. What should I do? How should I do it? What should I say? You know, why don't you just go do it for me? Why don't you come and make this happen? Can you come help me do, you know? And that's not bad things. You know, we should be willing to reach out and ask for help, but we also have to be careful of looking at ourselves and wondering, am I selling this out to someone else because I don't want to do it? Or is this something that I need to do for myself? Luke could have probably, you know, just come and fixed things. Not necessarily the way they should be fixed, but he could probably take out Ben Solo. He could probably make the First Order turn tail and run. He could probably swoop in and save the day. But what would that do for the Resistance? You know, yay, Luke Skywalker did a thing, but ultimately, they didn't learn that they could make a change too, that they can make a difference, that they can be heroes. They had to learn that this was Luke Skywalker's moment so that we could have our moment. We have hope now, and that we should use in the next battle, and just keep taking the next steps until there aren't any more. And so sometimes we have to recognize when it's a moment for us to look towards someone else to be our hero, and times when it's us. We have to be our own hero. We have to be the one to make a stand and make a change and do something. And so, whatever you have going on, I encourage you to, you know, look at yourself and question, do I need someone else to be my hero, or can I be my hero? Can I find the hope to do this thing, you know, or am I looking towards someone else to give me the hope for it? Neither are wrong, but both have to have their moments, you know, both have to find the proper place in our lives. Otherwise, we risk not becoming the people that we're meant to be. You know, again, the Resistance, would not be the people they need to be if Luke Skywalker just came in and swooped in and saved the day. But they need to be the ones that ultimately win the day. And Luke needed to remind them of that, you know. And luckily with leaders like Leia and Poe saying, you know, he's doing this for a reason. He's doing this so that we can do our part. You know, we all have our part to play, and so we have to recognize when it's our part to be the hero or when we should be smart and look to someone else to be our hero. Neither are wrong, but they have to find the right place in our life. So hopefully that's an encouragement to you guys. I know it was to me when I kind of latched on and started thinking about that when I recently rewatched The Last Jedi. Sometimes, because it can feel like we're looking at things and we don't know how in the world life is all going to happen and go together and turn out well with what we have. And sometimes we just need to realize that we have all we need. We just simply need to use it. So I encourage you to use it. Be your own hero sometimes. And don't be afraid to ask others to be your hero. That's necessary in life too. But just know when is the right time to be the hero and to look for another hero. Hopefully you guys have a great rest of your day. Hopefully if you haven't already, you can go home and rewatch The Last Jedi and enjoy that and celebrate its 1-year anniversary. Certainly looking forward to next year when we can feel that exhilarating excitement of another Star Wars movie is coming, Episode 9. And so it's a year away. So have a great rest of your day, guys. A great week. Look forward to being back with you this Wednesday with our main show, where we start looking ahead at what's coming in 2019. Not just Episode 9, but all of the wonderful Star Wars stuff that's coming. And then we'll be, of course, back Friday, where we'll have our Clone Wars rewatch. We're beginning to take a look at the Second Battle of Geonosis. And also next week is our 10 Things We Love About. This is part 3. Now we're on to Attack of the Clones. That's a Patreon exclusive. So if you'd like to get access to that, be sure to check out our Patreon. You can support us for just $1 a month and get that plus other goodies. And it helps make the show happen, of course. And so, and don't forget, this week is the week of our giveaway on Patreon. Basically, to put it simply, head over to Patreon, check out a post about how to enter for the Christmas giveaway. You can either follow us on Patreon, support us on Patreon, or you can leave a review for us on Apple Podcasts. All three ways earn you a ticket into the drawing for a goodie basket from us at Nerd Herder. And so, but if you want in on that, just check out those three ways. But for a full list of how it all is going to work, just head over to our Patreon, Nerd Herder, and check out our most recent post where we detail that, or you can go to our Facebook or Twitter where we recently shared it as well. And if you aren't already following us on Facebook and Twitter, then do that as well. We want to hear from you. Other than that, I think that is all for today from me. I am your herd leader, John Wayne. Have a great day, stay scruffy, and may the Force be with you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.